To start off, we're just a few blocks from the site of the St. George Hotel, where on February 14th, former Lebanese premier Rafik Hariri was assassinated. And since then, a series of events have evolved here in Lebanon. Can you briefly encapsulate the significance of Hariri's assassination and what's ensued?
Well, the principal significance for Lebanon is that he made himself, and never groomed a successor, he made himself Lebanon. He became the symbol because of his enormous wealth. He was in Forbes' top 100 richest men. He made himself the symbol of Lebanon's recovery after the Civil War, which of course ended in 1990 after 15 years of fighting. He invested 10% of the total shareholding of Solidaire, the company which was to rebuild downtown Beirut. And it was principally his existence and his presence in this country which enabled constant loans to be furnished to Lebanon, that brought in investors, that brought in at least a million Arab tourists every summer. They all fled now, of course. He was, therefore, the underpinning of the Lebanese economy and state. And his departure put an immediate, tremendous blow on the economy of this country. All the tourists have run away. If you look around downtown, it's empty. People are frightened of the bombs that have been going off, the fourth, of course, last night. This country has a $33 billion debt. Don't ask me how they spent it, but they did. And I can't see how they're going to sustain that, and indeed how they're even going to be able to service the interest on that huge debt after Hariri's gone. So fundamentally, his death and the bombings, though comparatively mild in terms of casualties that have succeeded, have struck a body blow, if not a fatal body blow, at the economy of this country. And that, presumably, is what the enemies of Lebanon, or the enemies of Hariri, wanted to do. The immediate aftermath, of course, of Hariri's death were these huge demonstrations, both by pro-Syrian groups, primarily the Hezbollah, and by the opposition, as they call themselves, which are Sunni Muslim, Druze, and Christian Maronite, who managed to get a million people together. That's almost a third of the population of Lebanon in one demonstration last month. Very impressive. Fortunately for the opposition, they had made their alliance, Sunni, Druze, and Christian, before Hariri's assassination. I don't know if they succeeded in doing so in the aftermath of it, but Hariri was certainly seen as the key figure behind the alliance against the Syrians. And the Syrians certainly suspected that through Hariri's personal friendship with Jacques Chirac, that he primarily brought about UN Resolution 1559, which calls for a total Syrian military withdrawal from Lebanon.
Now, Hariri, when he was assassinated, did not hold political office.
No, he had already resigned because President Lahoud, who is Syria's most faithful friend in Lebanon, had managed to persuade the parliament, which was stacked with Syria's friends, to go round the constitution and give him another 3 years in office. The relationship between Hariri and Lahoud was always pretty bad. They didn't like each other personally. And so Hariri had deliberately left office and planned to win these upcoming elections if they take place. He thought he could effectively outmaneuver the pro-Syrians in the parliament and actually establish an independent Lebanese government.
Syria first entered Lebanon in 1976. Well, one could say that Lebanon is Syria. In fact, before I came here, I was looking at my father's passport, 1921, and it was stamped for Beirut, Syria.
Yes. If you go to the antiquarian bookshop up here on the hill behind my home, you'll find lots of postcards showing Beirut port, Syria. Of course, what happened is that when the French mandate was declared after the Treaty of Versailles, and the French arrived in Lebanon, they decided to carve Lebanon out of Syria. This was part of the Mahafazat, the governorate of Syria. So Syrians, of course, look back and say that this is territory that was taken from them by foreigners, which is technically true. And it's also, of course, an artificial country, based as it is by the mutual love and mutual fear and mutual suspicion of all the various different ethnic and religious groups here. But the French did indeed create Lebanon. But the Syrians, who came in 1976 at the request of a Christian Maronite president, who thought the Palestinians were going to wipe out the Christians, they've now stayed longer than the French did after the First World War. The Syrian mandate has lasted almost a quarter of a century, which is more than you can say more than a quarter century, which is more than you can say for the French, who at least were pushed out eventually by the Brits.